Fox Sports 1480 AM, 102.5 FM, The Gambler. In Philly, there's a group that brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airwaves. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer. Take a shot and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, we're in Atlanta for the opener of the Eagles season. So much for not getting drunk last night. I am hungover as hell. Hollis, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Way better than you. I didn't know you woke up late. I was up since about 7.
Brother, I am dying right now. But, hey, everybody, we're here. We're ready to go. Welcome to the first Green Legion Radio pregame show on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, also known as The Gambler. We're also going to give you plenty of reasons to lay some money down today. But, everybody, I want to take this opportunity to introduce first a very distinguished panel of Eagles legends here with us today. And I think we can all say 2002, 2003, one of the best defenses the Philadelphia Eagles have ever fielded. First, of course, one of my best friends, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, everybody, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas.
Good morning.
Nice. I don't know what's going on over there, Los. I think the camera just dropped. What happened? I don't know. I'm not worried about StreamYard right now.
Okay.
In addition, one of the best and hardest hitting linebackers to ever take the field as a Philadelphia Eagle, number 51, Carlos Emmons. Yes. Carlos, you had a couple of... We may never get through this show. I understand that. You had a couple interceptions as an Eagle in your first year along with two forced fumbles and three fumble recoveries in your tenure. However, your M.O. as an Eagle was how hard you dropped the hammer all the time. You were a smasher, even as a Sam linebacker, which you don't expect. For those who don't know, always covering a tight end. You recorded over 300 tackles in your 4 years with this team. That is huge. 300 tackles as a Sam linebacker. Unbelievable. Excellent stat. Always love to watch you play, sir.
I appreciate it.
Our final Eagle alumni has been on Green Legion Radio before. Traveled with us to the Dominican last year. He's near and dear to our hearts. And still to this day, being chased by Marion Barber, you'll never catch him. In 10 career games against Dallas, he has 8 interceptions for 271 yards and 2 touchdowns. He also claims he looks excellent in a Speedo.
Oh, God. Dear Lord.
Everyone, number 26, Lito Shepherd.
Yes. Thank you, thank you.
All right, everybody, we are live from Meehan's Pub in Atlanta, Georgia. Our show is brought to you by our good friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at 484-202-3656. That's 484-202-3656. Or check them out on the web, mcsinc-pa.com. Greg, we're changing that URL when I get home next week. mcsinc-pa.com. Also brought to you by our friends at Bud Light. You guys, all right, let's do this. You ready?
We're ready.
All right.
Ready.
Good. All right. Normally, for the show, we'd be talking about what happened the week prior. Since we don't have this, we're simply just going to make fun of the Cowboys right now. Hollis.
Yes.
Go. Make fun of them.
The offensive tackle being suspended for 5 games already. The kicker missing countless kicks.
Hey, Greg Zuerlein, our favorite Eagle.
Not only that, sir. You're in the red zone twice, and you throw three passes on both drives, 3 straight passes, and you're supposed to have one of the best offensive lines and one of the baddest backs in the land, and you fail to run None of the times. You pretty much just gave the game right back to Tampa. Should I give it to Toledo now?
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's the point that I was going to make. You got one of the highest paid running backs on your team, and he only touches the ball, what, 10, 11 times?
10, 11 times tops.
Wow. Now, that's a recipe for destruction all in itself right there.
And that, the other part of my last quick part was somebody asked me, do they throw the ball too much? You've had a big offensive line. Everybody's always been talking about how big and great their offensive line is running the ball. Yet you throw the ball 52 times.
Right.
You're supposed to be trying to keep the ball away from Tom Brady. Carlos.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, like, people get caught up in the new way the NFL is played, and everybody wants to throw the ball at every play, and they don't realize that to get that passing game the way you want and to control that clock, you got to run the football. And I think they went away from that, and they paid for it, and I'm glad they did.
I want to add something to that real quick. Yeah. Now, just think about that. He just came back from a minor so-called injury in the preseason.
A minor?
Well, you know, you're right. And then you send him out there in week one and throw the ball 52 times?
52 times.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
As much as you don't want to talk about it, Dak looked pretty good.
He did look good, but and the minor injury we're talking about, it happened in training camp. It was a shoulder. It was a shoulder strain. But you go out and you throw the ball 52 times. You're supposed to lean on that running back at some point. You want to keep the ball away from the high-powered Tampa Bay offense. Because your defense has been the Achilles heel.
So, on that note, let's talk about Tampa real fast.
Okay.
What do you guys think? Do they have a chance to repeat? They look pretty good.
Well, they're going to be the hunted. So, I don't know if they're going to be able to take everybody's shot every week. Especially if they...
Wasn't that always Tom Brady?
Well, I'll tell you what. They did look pretty well. They looked like they were in mid-season form in the way they executed their offense. I mean, Brady looked like he was a Pro Bowler already, you know, completing...
How about that pass when he was falling down? Right, what was that all about?
The one thing I think that they need to quit doing is the turnovers. The turnovers in those key situations. The defense is in mid-season form because they made the opposing team kick field goals in those situations. But it remains to be seen if they can do that the entire season.
Los, you got anything on that?
No, I think when you watch that game, you see the Cowboys move the ball on them consistently, and that was concerning to me.
Yeah, like
the Cowboys shot themselves in the foot a lot. And stop drives because the Tampa really weren't stopping them the whole game. So I think that's something you got to keep an eye on and wonder. Like, they got the whole defense back, pretty much their whole team back. But sometimes a year to some people's career can slow them down that one step that you need.
Yeah, and I tell you what I saw too: the offensive attack from both sides. Yeah. It shows that every year, this league is an offensive league, so it's going to be tough on the DBs, and a lot of points are going to be scored this year.
Yeah. As Spud says, it's a passing league.
Yeah, but to keep that lead, you better be able to run the ball and stop the run. Back to my home slice.
Correct.
Everybody, real quick, let's talk about our newest sponsor, Twin Spires. If you guys are gamblers or if you're not, if you're listening here in Atlanta with us, you're not going to be able to bet on Twin Spires today. They're not legal here in Atlanta or in Georgia just yet. But for everybody else, go on your phone right now. Download the Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Twin Spires Casino and Sports. Same people owned by Church Hill Downs that run the Kentucky Derby. Very, very reputable. Use the code LEGION10 when you create your new account and deposit only $10. $10 and you get $250 to do whatever you want to do. Also, every week on Saturday, we're going to release an Eagles odds boost. All right? Every Saturday, for those who've created a new account, we'll give you a little incentive to bet more on the birds. Right now, 100% more profit for the Eagles over-under wins for the season, 6.5. Get there, check it out. Do what we got to do. Get your money in and help us make some money with our CPAs. Sorry. Throwing that in there. All right, everybody. Time to talk some birds.
Yes.
Birds.
Tank,
yes, sir.
This weekend you asked me to remind you about Alabama players and a dome.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to me.
We have a couple of Alabama.
Talk to me, Goose.
We have a couple of players, a few players that are on our team that have played an immense amount of times in this dome, whether it be the SEC championship or the national championship, and they've got pretty good records. I know our quarterback has a 2-1 record, and he's 3-0 in the SEC championship. So I think we'll fare well in this dome here, where everybody's standing. We're not going to do well in.
Carlos, talk to us about drafting players in the NFL from pedigree programs. I know you're Arkansas, right? Not necessarily the upper echelon, but certainly excellent program. You see the Eagles over the years drafting a lot of players from smaller schools. Even what do we have this year?
Louisiana Tech, Milton.
Yeah. Talk to us about pedigree programs, and does that transfer into the NFL?
Yeah, I think with some guys it does, because they've been going against that type of competition their whole career. But you see a lot of guys just don't pan out. I think a lot of people get caught up in the names and the schools, and they miss out on a lot of the talent that's floating around on all these schools now. Because you got teams at the FCS level that's competing right now, and they got players that really can play the game. So I think when you got a good scouting program, they can stretch out. They can really get you the players you really need.
Lito, you want to add on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing when you're talking about the draft picks from different programs. Yeah, you got the programs that have quality coaching and technical sound coaching staffs, but then you have those diamond in the rough players who, for whatever reasons, just don't get that opportunity to go to those type of programs, and they be beasts.
Yes.
But it is a game changer.
Lowe's is pointing to himself right now. You guys can't see that.
Yeah, but it is it's a gradual change, though, even from the collegiate level to the professional league. You know, you're a new player. So, yeah.
Everybody, this is Green Legion Radio. I am alongside of Carlos Emmons, Lito Shepherd, and Hollis Tang Thomas, three of the greatest Eagle defenders to ever take the field. Tank, it's time. We got to start talking matchups. We got to start talking positions.
Okay.
First of all, everybody saw it on their phone yesterday. Jordan Mailata signs an extension with the Philadelphia Eagles until 2025.
Yes.
Thank God, Big Puddin, sit your ass down.
Big Puddin.
Big Puddin. Big Puddin. So, on that note, let's talk some trenches.
Okay. You want me to start with the offensive line?
Absolutely, sir.
I'm going to start with their offensive line. They only have really one stud on their on the Falcons' offensive line in Jake Matthews. I'm looking through my notes here because I just put a lot of notes together. when you said we had to do our own stuff, I added a bunch of notes to this.
Do you need me to take over until you figure it out?
No, here we go.
All right, there we go.
Now, they gave up 41.
And I'm the one that's hungover.
I know.
Probably still drunk.
Now, you know they gave up 41 sacks last year, this unit. They gave up 41 sacks. They rushed for like 1,400 yards, basically, with the guys that they had. One of their guards is not going to be starting. They're going to be starting a rookie. I won't call him a rookie, so to speak. And the way that his head coach described him this week is everybody's got to get baptized at some point. I feel like our defensive line should take advantage. Whereas as far as their trenches, their defense, as far as they have a small defensive line. Only Grady Jarrett is a noticeable one on the Falcons defensive line. He's got 4.5 sacks. And the other guys, they just kind of just there. It seemed like they were journeyman.
Right.
They just kind of
right. Journeyman.
Yeah, and I think DP's is going to use them kind of like decoys and try to get the. When we get to the linebacker court, I don't want to jump ahead, but their defense line is really nothing there. They gave up a lot of rushing yards. They were 27th against the run, and they gave up. Peep this, they often scored 24.9 points a game, but they gave up 25.
Gotcha.
25.9.
That's great.
So the guys up front were not getting it done last year. So we should have a field day. And as you know, I feel like if you said this a bunch of times yourself, Fletcher Cox should have a field day. Oh, no, he's got a pigeon. He's got two pigeons in front of him.
Right.
The center sucks, and the guard that he's playing over sucks.
Well, in addition to that, if they decided double team Fletcher, Javon Hargrave should also have a day.
Right.
And I want to see that guy come out on fire because he's probably the key element on that defensive line.
Wait, and that last year too, he was coming off of an injury that he got because of the COVID protocol, and he didn't have a full camp. He's been a different guy this camp that I've seen, and he's been throwing guys around and handling business. So I'm looking for them to be make it formidable, and I'm talking about when I say formidable. Dominate. I'm looking for the defensive line to dominate. Go ahead.
Speaking of journeyman, mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to take over right now and talk a little running back situation.
Awesome sauce.
Because it does seem like the Falcons are working with a bunch of journeyman running backs. You've got Wayne Gallman. Most carries in a season was last year with the Giants, with 142. He did have 6 touchdowns with a 4.6 yards per carry average last year, which is fairly impressive. Mm-hmm. After that, though, all right, now you've got the Cordarrelle Patterson experiment as he has been moved
from receiver
to over returner, to running back, yeah. Kick returner. Also, Mike Davis. 5 teams in 7 seasons. Yeah. Another journeyman. 3.7 yards per carry average for his career. That doesn't impress me at all. Cordarrelle, 5 teams in 9 seasons. Now being utilized more as a running back, of course, only averaged 3.9 yards per carry last year. And then you compare him to our running backs, and I think as soon as we get through this, we might be taking a break. I don't know. Tim and I are getting used to each other here for the first time. But Miles Sanders. All right, let's talk about Miles Sanders for a hot second.
Yeah.
How many Penn State fans do we have out here? Good. I'm not one of them.
I knew that was coming.
Right. Dave Spadaro, our good friend, host of the Philadelphia Eagles Insider podcast, has always said that he has the potential to be one of the best running backs in the league. But I think he's a little soft. Los, you want to chime in on that?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that the way the league is set up now, if you get a lot of injuries early on in your career, you get labeled, and sometimes it's just luck. So I think if he trained hard in the off season and everything is panning out, all he needs is one breakout year, and people forget about that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take a different approach to that. Because
thank you.
I'm very active in fantasy football.
Carlos, Carlos is very liberal in his description there.
Well, I believe in Sanders, but he hasn't lived up to the hype to me. I see so much potential, size, ability, and for whatever reasons, even last year, I don't think either the team didn't utilize him like they should or he just wasn't capable of carrying the load.
Well, he actually has a 4.9 yards per carry average for his career, but the problem is first year only 178 carries, last year 164. If you're looking for that guy that's going to give you 15 to 20 carries per game,
right,
he's coming up way short right now.
Right.
And it's because he can't stay on the field.
Right. Expectations, that's what it is. Because you see so much potential in him and you see how much more he can add to the table, that's where the confusion comes in for me. Like, can he handle it or does the team think he can handle it or not?
The one thing that I think that we're missing too is I think he should have 20 touches and 15 of them should be carries and other ones should be passes. He hasn't lived up. If he gets that, then I think he can be what we think he is.
Right.
But the other part of that is he has to be healthy enough. Your best ability is what?
Being on the field.
Availability. Yeah.
Availability. Yes, sir. Real quick, Tank, stay with me.
Okay.
Boston Scott, we love this kid.
Yes.
But he's a little small. He's 178 pounds soaking wet.
Yep.
All right. Strong as hell. Obviously, won a lot of fitness or muscle
strength.
Strength competitions. along with Kenny Gainwell, who I think we should talk about him on the way back. But Boston Scott, Kenny Gainwell, none of them are more than a 200-pound back. Who are you going to go to when you need that 4th-and-1?
I'm going to say Gainwell because they found out during training camp he hits the hole harder and faster than any of the rest of the guys. So I'm going to go with him.
Kenny Gainwell?
Yeah.
I am looking forward to watching this kid.
Yes.
I think right now he is the best ball handler on the squad over Miles Sanders, which is crazy to say. But again, I'm going to tell you right now the solution for 4th-and-1, put Jordan Mailata in the backfield, baby. I have no problem with Big Puddin being on the field for that particular play, but let this rugby son of a bitch run people over. Tim, are we ready for a break here, brother? All right, let's do it, man. You guys, Bud Light, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports, The Gambler in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Back right after this. All right, everybody. Bud Light Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. Brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. My name is Quimby. I'm alongside Philadelphia Eagles defensive legends Carlos Emmons, Lito Shepherd, and Hollis Tank Thomas. We are live at Meehan's Pub in Atlanta, getting ready for another September game against the Falcons in Atlanta. And we're going to go over that in a hot minute. Everybody, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available, 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 4742, 888-296-GPHA, 4742. Website gphainc.org. Go there for more information on services and a complete listing of locations. They are our newest sponsor. My good friend Brian Clark, the president and CEO, and my golf buddy. Appreciate you coming on board. All right, here we go.
Yep.
More football, baby. More football.
What you got for me?
Let's get to linebackers, shall we?
Oh, okay.
And I think maybe we have a linebacker here that can weigh in on some of this.
We do have a linebacker. Yes, we do. We have a Sam,
and his name is Lito.
We have one of the best Sam linebackers that I've played with.
100%.
And Carlos. Now I'm going to start with the Falcons linebacker corps. Their linebacker corps is actually pretty much the backbone of their defense. They pretty much amassed last year about 300 tackles total together, mainly the two inside linebackers, because they're going to a different system with DPs. It's more of a 3-4. They brought Dante Fowler back. He was the first round pick for Jacksonville a while back. So I think they're trying to bolster and feature those guys more than anything. But before I carry on,
you carry on all the time.
I was gonna ask Carlos Emmons a question about playing Sam linebacker and some of the responsibilities of playing Sam linebacker.
Yeah, I think like playing the Sam, a lot of people don't realize you get a lot of the pressure is on you because. It was always my job to make sure I turned everything back, like took out all the blockers, like try to run it free. So he really appreciated it. Try to come up like every game, like keep him off me, Los.
Now a lot of people probably I didn't appreciate this until you were gone. We had hell covering tight ends when you left. We had hell covering tight ends. And I kept all the time. I kept hearing Jim say, "Bang the tight end, bang the tight end." But when Los was here, all Jim said was he told you the one time, and I never really heard it again.
Hey,
tell him about the island in which you play on, as far as when you play a tight end.
Hold on. Before you get to that, you just made a great point because not until you get a chance to play with a Sam linebacker to his level, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
And like you said, when we miss you. It was a night and day situation, you know. So you really value that when you was there. Like, we definitely value that.
Tell us about the island in which they put you on versus the tight end.
I think once you go through a situation like that where you start getting known for your coverage, they don't really throw the ball. And to be honest, it gets boring. Like I used to try to leave people open, like on plays, and force them to throw the ball. Because otherwise, you get no stats. I'm like, throw it. Like, so it gets boring when you're doing it. But you get the appreciation from the players and the coaches, and that makes it all better.
Now with the Falcons linebacker corps, they're not real ball hogs, but it's like four interceptions amongst them. They're mostly tackling.
Did you say Munson?
Not Munson. They didn't get Munson.
You got Munson, baby.
Now they had 20.
They had 21 turnovers total in the season, which is really nothing, and 29 sacks, which is really nothing. Their defense was the Achilles heel of the entire squad last year, and I think they're trying to rectify that. Now, what this is, has been dubbed is the Rebuild Bowl. It's been the Rebuild Bowl. Both teams have new head coaches. Both teams are coming off a 4-12 campaign. Only one team has switched a GM, and you know it wasn't us.
Right.
So now I'm gonna kick it back to Mahomes Slice over here.
I've been dubbed Home Slice lately. I don't know why. It's great. I love it.
And let you go into the receiving core.
I guess I'm finally getting a little soul brother attached to me. Right? Everybody, receivers. All right, this is gonna be an interesting matchup right now. We're gonna talk about that. You've got Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage took the majority of receptions last year with 160 total. I think it was 90 and 70.
90 and 70, yeah.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley had 90 receptions, Russell Gage 70. Ulamude Zuc... I don't even have a... Ulamude?
Don't butcher it.
Zacchaeus? We don't know much about him. He only had 20 receptions last year. But I think this all comes down to the highest drafted tight end in NFL history in Kyle Pitts. And this is an element that Matt Ryan has not had in his arsenal probably since...
It's been a while. Since Tony Gonzalez?
Yeah, I would maybe.
Crump, but yeah,
I was about to say Crumpler.
He didn't play with Crumpler, though.
No, he didn't, right?
No,
right.
They had Gonzalez with him. Now, the one thing I have heard about Pitts is that he's small. And so a lot of guys were talking about the way he was getting.
So is Alex Singleton.
Yeah, Alex Singleton is small as well. But Alex Singleton has had a chance to play on this level, and I was going to get to that portion. I think they're gonna put Pitts out there and pock him out outside the formation because of his speed and size. You're not gonna put him inside to try to block anybody.
Look at that. All right, everybody, real fast, taking an opportunity. One of my closest friends in the world, my ride or die partner, Captain Will Demps, is here with his daughter. Wow, look at her. She's so beautiful, brother. I'm so happy for you, man.
I've seen her so many times on Facebook. This is the first time I've seen her in person.
Right? Everybody, we are live from Meehan's Pub in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Green Legion Radio. I'm alongside Lito Shepherd, Carlos Emmons, and Hollis Tank Thomas. We're talking receivers right now. You got to wonder if Kyle Pitts is going to be Matt Ryan's newest fun thing.
Yeah.
You know, well, that new toy, if you will.
I think so, personally. I think they have a pretty solid receiving core on the outsides, and I think they're going to be unique with Pitts, and I think they're going to try to flex him out a little bit, get him in space against some of those slower / defenders to try to create a mismatch with him.
I don't know if you noticed, Pitts is from Florida.
Is that why he's stroking him?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Tim, I don't know if you need to dump that one out, but...
But I knew soon as he's like, well, they're going to do this with him. He's a Florida kid, and we
of
know
course.
He's a Florida and a Philly kid.
Hey, we're in it to win it, baby.
Yes.
Well, on that note, let's talk about the Eagles receiver core now, because this is interesting.
Very.
All right, you're starting three. Devontae Smith, Quez Watkins, Jalen Reagor. All right, you want to talk about a rebuild?
Whoa.
38 total receptions in the NFL among these three starters.
Who's got 31?
Jalen Reagor.
Exactly.
All right. Quez has 7. Now, we were talking about this yesterday, and the fact that you have Jalen Reagor that got moved to the slot, which makes sense. I think you got to give Quez Watkins a shot at this point, but did you really draft that guy first overall last year to be a slot receiver?
And I don't think you did. I think they thought he was going to be the answer on the outside. And we had to lower our expectations because he had a bit of some Sybil moments in social media where he went off on people because they were talking about,
yep,
you're the one who got injured. You shouldn't even be listening to everybody else. You should be worried about getting...
Fix your finger, dude.
Exactly. And then he comes back and apologizes. That's what the Sybil moment was. But then he goes back into being tough again. So it's kind of like how he played. He gave us a little something. It was good. But then he got hurt. And then he gave us a little bit more. But then he got hurt again. So he's being Sybil.
Now, the slot receiver position is different now in the NFL than it has been in the past.
Yep.
T- Tyler Lockett.
Right.
Deebo Samuel.
Yep.
Cooper Kupp.
Yep.
The Great White Hope. Cooper Kupp.
Beasley.
But Jalen Reagor is not any of those three receivers.
No.
So, do you like it there? Is there a short leash? Do you think Quez Watkins is on a short leash? Where are we in that spot, Los?
I think that's the thing with them moving. Like, it used to be we're moving this receiver to the slot was looked at as a downgrade.
Yep.
But the slot position has become so vital right now. Like,
right.
If you got a great slot receiver, he opens it up for the whole team. So, looking forward, they got to figure out if he's able to do that. And that's going to be the thing that he has to prove. He didn't work out as the number one. So if he can't do the slot, then where do they put him? So at that point, at some moment, he has to step up.
Well, on that note, we're going to move from receivers right now because we only have 4 minutes left before we go to break.
Okay.
And if you look on the run sheet, I actually did screw this up. But we're going to talk secondary right now.
Oh, okay.
And I think we have one of the best defensive backs to ever play for the Philadelphia Eagles in Carlos Anderson. No, okay. Did it again. No. So, Tank, start talking to us about the secondary and Leto. I want you to chime in whenever you want, brother.
Definitely. Right. The Falcons secondary is fairly young. And it's one of those secondaries that got torched a lot last year for a lot of yards. They didn't have a lot of picks. They were, versus the pass, I think they gave up almost 290-some yards per game. It's like, when you look at that, pass rush and coverage go hand in hand. But if there's no coverage and they're getting torched the way they get torched, then you're not going to get anything going.
Yeah.
Now the one kid, which one of the corners do you love? I think the best corner is AJ Terrell. Some people like Fabian, but I think Fabian has been around for a little bit. So tell me what you think of their corners. These are the Falcons corners.
I mean, you gave a great point. They're young. They didn't have a great year last year, but
right.
they did make some plays. And I think that's kind of what we're going to see this year a lot. You know, they're athletic, they have potential, but until they get that experience and that dominant mentality, I think they're going to still give up a lot of big plays. And that's where the Eagles can take advantage of some opportunities.
Right.
You know, so hopefully if we attack down the field, we can take advantage of some of that inexperience in the secondary.
But and the other part of the secondary, too, the safeties. The safeties gave up a lot of passes to some tight ends, and we had a couple of good tight ends on our roster. So I'm looking for our tight ends to have a big day, especially because their safeties can't cover. They just can't cover. And it's you saw it week in and week out last year. But it's a whole new regime. So I think they're going to be playing a little bit scared and competitive. You always want to play scared. You know why you want to play scared? Because you're afraid of losing your job.
Right, right. And well, speaking of losing your job, let's talk about quarterbacks right
okay.
now. All right. And then we're going to take a short break here and come back for our final segment on Green Legion Radio, the pregame show, live on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia. All right, so simple. Matt Ryan. All right. I think it all depends which Matt Ryan shows up. Because
Matty Ice
is not so Matty Ice in the playoffs. But Matty Ice, with no pressure in the beginning of the season, is usually pretty damn good.
Right.
You did ruin a dream for us, which was another Patriots loss in a Super Bowl. So I still hate you for that. But, Tank, I need you to weigh in here.
I got the baby crying over here.
Okay. Well, I'd be crying if I was in your arms, too.
Right.
That's not the first time a young lady's been in your arms crying.
Yes, it is.
Do you think Jalen Hurts is going to answer the call?
I think so. I think he's out to prove.
Perfect.
Perfect. I think he's going to answer the call. He's I like his work ethic and that. I like the fact that when he left Alabama, he went to another program and took that job immediately from the other kid that was there. He learns quickly, and I think he's just a winner. He's won everywhere he's went.
Carlos, real quick. Is Jalen Hurts on a short leash with Minshew in the background?
I think even with Minshew and Flacco, I think with it'll be at the point where if he comes out and he starts struggling, it may be a short leash. But I feel like if he can go with the direct passes and start and just get the team moving, I think he can stay out there.
All right, Leto, real quick, 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think he's on a short leash, but I think it's his job to lose. And
with this week one, I think the advantage is on his side with the better defense on his side compared to Atlanta. So, I mean, it's his job to lose, really.
I gotcha. Everybody, Green Legion Radio here live on Fox Sports Gambler Philadelphia. Real quick, Dave Bavuso, State Farm. You deserve to get good service and great rates at State Farm. We get it, and we're here to help. Because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer, all applicant, subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. Tim, let's take us to break, baby.
At the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent.
All right, everybody. Green Legion Radio pregame show live on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia. Everybody, we will be live at Xfinity Live next Sunday for the Eagles 49ers game. You will see myself, Hollis Thomas, Irving Fryer, and of course our two other hosts who couldn't make it this week, Chris Sack and Michael Diaz. It's a hell of a show. We hope you're entertaining. I hope we are entertaining you guys pretty well right now. We appreciate the support and paying attention and listening to us as often as you have. Let's get back into it, baby. Let's get back into it. We're brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. For all your residential contracting needs, contact them at 484-202-3656. 484-202-3656. All right, you guys, I'm going to give you some stats you don't want to hear right now.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. September 15th, 2019. Eagles 20, Falcons 24. Nelson Aguilar dropped Mac Hollins' pass interference. They weren't in that game until midway through the fourth quarter. September 14, 2015, Eagles 24, Falcons 26. Never in that game as well until the end of the fourth quarter. September 18, 2011, Eagles 31, Falcons 35. Drank too much. I don't even remember that game.
It was bad.
December 6, 2009, Eagles 34, Falcons 7. Of course, the Green Legion did not attend that game. September 12, 2005, Eagles 10, Falcons 14. This is when that other radio host on that other station goaded Jeremiah Trotter into a scuffle before the game.
With Terrence Mathis.
Kevin Mathis. Kevin Mathis was the only person they lost. David Akers misses two field goals. Donovan suffers a sports hernia in that game. They go 6-10. There was no chance of a repeat Super Bowl performance. September 13, 1998. Eagles 12, Falcons 17.
I was in that game.
Since 1998... the Eagles are 0-5 against the Falcons in Atlanta in September. It's a brutal stat. Lito, weigh in.
Yeah, that's pretty tough right there. I didn't realize it was that offset, considering. I hope this year is definitely a different situation. But, you know, statistics definitely lead you in the right direction. So I hope we can change that narrative this year.
Los, what do you got?
Yeah, I think with the way the Falcons' defense has been struggling the last year, I feel like it's a perfect opportunity for Jalen to come in and work with those young receivers and get that experience in.
Tank?
Curses are meant to be broken. I think we need to break this curse. I was part of a few of those games. The 1990s.
Hold on. Are we talking about a curse or a Javon?
I like that.
Because he's both.
Guy, huh? When you look at the I was in a game in 1998, and in one in 2005. So I was in a few of those games, and we pretty much found a way to lose both of those games. And I think we found a way to lose the other ones, and we tried to come back in the end. I think this is a new regime, a new team. So they're going to be looking to come out to prove something, actually. So,
well, you never know what a new head coach is going to do.
Yeah.
And we got two of them today.
And I'll tell you right now, I feel a lot more comfortable about a W with this new regime as opposed to the stale format that we would have come out with the old regime. Just saying.
Yeah.
I agree.
Everybody, it's time for our final segment here on Green Legion Radio. My name's Quimby. I'm alongside Carlos Evans, Leto Shepherd, and Hollis Tank Thomas. And this segment is called Kaja.
Kaja.
Kaja. That is kick-ass or jackass. And we've got a few. So as soon as I talk, Carlos, Leto, Hollis, down the row, and then we'll go to the audience. Kick-ass or jackass? Jalen Mills on Julio Jones in the NFC Division playoff game in 2018. Kick-ass or jackass?
Jackass.
He didn't stop him. You know that, right? Leto.
You know, it was kick-ass, but, you know, it didn't go much further than that.
He did mug him the entire way. If you ever watched that, it looked like he was humping a football.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Kick-ass.
Yeah. Kick-ass. Ike Reese leaving Atlanta to play in Philly.
Jackass. Come on, Ike.
That was kick-ass, man. Ike knew where he really wanted to be, and so he had to come home.
Ike is from Ohio. Jackass.
Michigan State, I thought. Oh, man.
He went to Michigan State, but he's from Ohio.
All right, kick-ass or jackass? Dawkins hit on Algie Crumpler.
Definitely a kick-ass.
Yeah, here we go.
He still got that ass-kicking stamp on his chest.
I'm going to say kick-ass this time.
Oh, you did the other day.
I did the other day.
All right, everybody, how about this one? Kick-ass or jackass? Leto Shepherd recording his first professional career interception against the Atlanta Falcons.
Kick-ass.
You know that was kick-ass.
It was kick-ass.
Kick-ass.
I was so afraid that game, too, though, because I wasn't a starter, but I was getting a little playing time, and it was a popping of the cherry.
You want to know what's even funnier about that? While I was whooping your ass on Golden Tee last night at Varner's in Savannah, Georgia, I also reminded you that you had a forced fumble in that game as
you
well.
You did. Like, you knew more stats than I did.
It doesn't happen often, but I still know how to read. I don't know.
Oh, right.
And here we are. Kick-ass or jackass, Carlos Evans continually putting the hammer on Michael Vick in the open field for years.
It was definitely kick-ass. And what I will say about that is we talked before that game and everybody was like, don't make the highlight tape.
Right,
so
right.
When I got him in the open field all those times, I was like, okay, I'm not on the highlight tape. That's all that matters.
Hey, that's funny. It is kick-ass because I do remember now when you brought that back up. That was a big emphasis.
Yeah, it is. It was kick-ass. I was cracking up. Don't be on this highlight reel.
Right.
Kick-ass or jackass? Hollis Thomas's sack on Michael Vick in the 2004-2005 NFC Championship game.
Oh, you know that was kick-ass. Watching somebody that big move that fast, I mean, it's amazing.
He still runs around my apartment that fast.
Hey, in all respect, it's kick-ass, but it's probably the second best hit against that team in our history in that respect. You know?
Yep, 100%. But he doesn't want to hear that.
Kick-ass.
He's still pissed off that Dawkins didn't dislodge the ball from out.
Right, that ball.
Yeah, and then we got a penalty, remember? Right. That's how we got to the goal line.
Yep.
Right.
Kick-ass or jackass? The Eagles getting off the schneid against the Falcons on January 23rd, 2005. No TO, 27-10, and a trip to the Super Bowl.
Oh, you know, anytime you go into the Super Bowl, that's definitely got to be always kick-ass.
It was kick-ass. That was my first opportunity to get to that point in my career, and it was just a beautiful thing for the city. Kick-ass.
Kick-ass totally, man.
Kick-ass. You know what else is kick-ass? Leah. Is this a jello shot? Why are you giving me this? I'd rather have a shot at Jameson, please. Now the show's over. I'm ready to go. Anything you guys want to get off your chest real quick before we end this thing?
I want to get the Falcons off of us. I want to get off the 0-5 thing.
Yep. Got to do it.
Man, you know, I just want to wish the Birds and the fans a great start to a fabulous season, and let's get this thing off to the right start, baby. That's all.
Yeah, sometimes all it takes is that one game to get things rolling. I feel like this is a perfect team to start with. They rebuilding just like us, and it's time to get it rolling.
Yep, I agree, everybody. You guys, we are Green Legion Radio, Bud Light Green Legion Radio, live on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. You big bastard, Greg, how are you over there? Contact them at 484-202-3656 for all your residential contracting needs. Do not forget as well, Crab du Jour in Delran, New Jersey, next Thursday. Hollis Thomas, Dave Spadaro, Chris Sack, Michael Diaz, and Quinn Michael will be our guest on the Players Show, live from 6 to 8 at Crab du Jour on Route 130 North in Delran, New Jersey. We are live from 6 to 8 there, live here on Fox Sports The Gambler from 7 to 8. My name's Quimby. On behalf of Carlos Evans, Lito Shepard, and Hollis Tank Thomas, and the rest of the boys, Sack, Diaz, Slash, and Super Sam Brady, we are Green Legion Radio. Go Birds, baby!
Go Birds!